God is good.
Amen.
As Pastor Matt said, my name is Joaquin. I was born in Brazil in a Christian home. My father was a pastor of the church in Brazil. I never saw a reason not to accept Christ or to resist Christ. Though as a child, I was a desperate need for Christ. Even though I was living a good example in the outside, I began to see my need of Christ in the inside. I grew up in a home for children, or among children's at risk, with all backgrounds. So we were like brothers and sisters, and I had a lot of bad examples. But I need Christ just like they did. I cannot say that I had a dramatic conversion, but at the age of 9, there was this voice in my head that said that was the Lord drawing me to Himself. My mind was open, and God gave me a heart and a hunger for Him. That desperate need, that there was always something that I needed to know, that I needed to search for. And I encountered the verse in Jude 24 and 25 that expressed the work that Christ has begun in me. That now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Amen. I knew Christ was my substitute. I knew that He was the exchange necessary to cover my sin. All the things I knew I deserved was placed on Him, and He suffered for me. And it was later that I confessed Christ through baptism, and when I was 15. It was my desire to grow and change, but the teaching I was receiving was milk, was not meat. I wanted to grow, but the rules, legalistic mentality that surrounded me was greatly presented in the teaching of the church. I knew there had to be more to living the Christian life than this, and I had a strong desire to be mentored and discipled I never had that, unfortunately. The rules were a heavy weight on me, and the focus was more man-centered and not God-centered. And when I was 25, I married my wife, Christine, and I left my family, I left my culture, I left my environment and everything I knew. It was very difficult. It was a hard process. But the Lord used that for my good. I came from a very small community to the very populated city of Chicago. I trusted in the sovereignty of God, and that gave me great comfort. That there was something that I always had was that God was sovereign. Even though we didn't understand that what that was completely, and still learning, but that carried me and to trust in Him during all this process. During the process to get visa and all the documents I needed to come here and get married, and my engagement, my prayer was that I wanted to be close to the Lord. I didn't know what I was asking for, but I asked the Lord, do whatever is necessary for me to be with you. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. I'm willing to be, I just want to be close to you. Even if I can lose anything, everything, but I just want to be close to you. I wanted to be totally surrendered to whatever he wanted for me. And I prayed for that for about 2 years before I met Christine. And God sent Christine to my life. And I've continued to pray that prayer. I've totally surrendered to him ever since. So after I got married, I started working at InterVarsity Press. And there were these two guys that they had a Reformed faith. And they started asking me questions like, why do you believe what you believe? And I started to say, why don't I have all these answers? Why am I lacking knowing Scripture? And at the same time, this missionary that brought my wife to Brazil, he asked, there is this project is for pastors, like Adopt a Pastor project, and they send one book a month. Do you want to be in that program? I was like, yes, I want to be in that program. So I started receiving one book a month, and it's been close to 3 years now that I've been receiving in Portuguese. And the questions I was being asked at work, I had the answer in those books. So it was like totally the sovereign of God working in my life. And they helped me to understand the fullness and beauty of God's grace and the gospel of grace. And they pointed me to the sound teaching and my faith to grow so much stronger. And I began to grow like I never did before. And God renewed me. And there have always, there's times when God, he builds me, teach me, and I get so excited. And then I get proud. And then God comes and he crashes me. And then he teaches me some more. And then I grow again. And then he comes and he crashes me again. And it's like a cycle that helps me to learn a lot more about him. And this has helped me with my relationship with every area of my life. My relationship with God has been restored every day. And has a profound impact of how I choose and how I see the world now. And how I treat people as they are made in God's image. And I can only profess that Jesus is the second person of triune God. That he is the one who holds together the whole world. Nothing happens without his permission or decree. He is restoring the whole creation. He is the one who lived a perfect life that I could not live. He suffered what I should have suffered. He is the one who shed his blood to make me clean. Jesus is the one who makes me righteous before God. He is the one that keeps me from falling into temptation. He is the one who sanctified me and is sanctifying me, and he will present me sanctified before God one day. Jesus is fully God and he's fully man. He is the only victorious one. He's the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And he is the only one worth of our praise. And he is the only one worth that to live for. And I long for Christ to come back so much that I go to John on Revelation 22:20. That's Jesus saying, yes, I am coming quickly. And my heart is daily claiming, Lord, come.